One Man Family, winner of 46 national awards, a Carlton E. Morse creation. One Man Family, now in its 26th year, is dedicated to the mothers and fathers of the younger generation and to their bewildering offspring. In 60 seconds, we'll hear Chapter 49, Book 129 of the Barber Family Saga. But first, hear this. Get the picture. Now you can enroll in USAPI telecourses in conjunction with related USAPI high school and college courses. Each film's course consists of a series of 12 to 20 half-hour films, which can be shown on any standard 16-millimeter projector. Several courses are already being taken by servicemen and women all over the world, and more of these filmed courses are continually being added to the list of available subjects. See your education officer for details. Enroll now with USAPI, and let a telecourse be your guide.
Today, Daniel Murray's Forced Air Furnace. 13 doors up from the Barber family home in Seacliff, at Hazel and Dan's new residence, Claudia Barber Lacey's boulevardier comes to a stop under the porte cochere, and a moment later, she enters the vast front hall.
Hazel? Dan? Hello? Who's home?
Goodness, what an echo.
Hello?
Come here in the den, Claudia.
Where's Hazel? Hello, Dad.
Come in out of that echo. It's warmer in here, anyway.
The biggest house I've ever seen.
Close the door, please. Only way to keep the draft out. Hazel and Daniel are down on the basement with the furnace men. They're going to turn it on shortly.
Well, that's good. Mom says they've nearly frozen.
Dreary place. Upstairs, there are 8 bedrooms in which the McGregors, one by one, old and young, pass to their reward.
Dad.
Pneumonia, bronchitis, asthma, done in by damp walls and cold drafts.
What are you doing over here?
Looking for Pinky. Someone from Honolulu has been trying to get him on long distance. Nobody knows where he is.
Hasn't been at my house.
Well, sit down. Daniel or Hazel or both will be back in a minute.
Goodness, what's that?
Furnace men in the basement. They've been doing that on and off for a week. This is to be a forced air furnace of a new design.
Oh?
Yes, and they'll need it. This big white elephant has been near zero summer and winter for 30 years. Yes, the original heating plant looked large enough to drive an ocean liner through a typhoon. But all its laborers sent up little puffs of heat into this room.
You're exaggerating.
Ask Casey. But not in front of Daniel. Speaking of Richard.
Oh? Sorry to hear that.
Yes. Daniel is now general manager of the Duckworth stores at $50,000 a year. And you could tell it from 100 yards.
Dad, that's a cruel thing to say.
Yeah, the stock went up, you know. Climbed $8.50 when the merger was announced. And one paper said it was all due to Daniel Murray. And now he seems to feel a little more than pardonable pride.
I think I'll judge that for myself.
All right, never mind, Dan. Do it your own way.
Yeah.
Oh, hello, Claude.
Hi there.
How's it coming?
They're going to turn it on presently. It looks pretty elaborate to me.
Well, any luck, Father?
Eh?
Did you locate Pinky?
No. Got to talk to Claudia and it slipped my mind. I'll go back to Jones and see if he's found any trace. She was going to phone around for me and try to find him.
Let me know.
Yes, I will. Goodbye, Claudia.
Bye, Dad. Tell Mom I'm going to drop in on my way home.
Yes.
Well, how are things, Hazel?
Oh, we're a great success, Claudia. It's a very impressive house.
It should be wonderful to entertain in when it's warm.
It will be warm, and we're going to entertain on a very big scale. I'm finding out all about corporation wives, Claude. They're a special breed, like military wives or ministers' wives or wives of congressmen. There's protocol, you know. And there's also what Jack calls the ballet on eggs.
Hazel, come downstairs, will you, please?
Dan, Claudia's here.
Hello, how are you? Hazel, come right away. Hurry up. Excuse me, Claudia.
There's no time to waste, you know.
Success makes big executives sound brusque, even at home. Will you excuse me, please?
We'll return in just a moment to One Man's Family.
Now for just a few words on the subject of getting things done. Within the past few years, a new plan of activity has sprung up in America, the do-it-yourself plan. Whether you want to build a better mousetrap, a house, a rocket ship, plant a garden, or have some new clothes, you can buy the plans or patterns and do it yourself, which is a good idea. But there are still many things which can be done better with advice and help from the experts. For example, if you want to know the best way to plow the land, irrigate fields, or terrace your sloping acreage, there are experts who are always at your service. The engineers who are employed by the Department of Agriculture. They are also the ones to ask for advice in constructing the buildings and potato cellars and seed beds on your farm. If you need electrical power on your farm, the department's electrical engineers will give you the help you need. Perhaps you may want to know the best way to can vegetables, what special shoe to buy, or how to plan the right kind of meals. If you do, the Bureau of Home Economics issues booklets on almost everything that goes into a home. If you want to set up a practical bookkeeping or accounting system to help budget and control your farm expenditure, the Department of Agriculture will help you work out the system which is best for you. It will also give farmers advice on financial matters, even help with cash loans, and help the farmer establish prices for his product, which are fair to both him and the buyer. All in all, the Department of Agriculture is a right neighborly organization to deal with and an important part of your United States government.
It's 30 minutes later. Claudia and Hazel, huddled beside the fire in the den, pause in their conversation while...
You think I'll ever get used to that?
I doubt it. Tell me more about Sun Valley. What else did she do?
Oh, it's just more of the same. Mr. Duckworth thinks I'm a good influence on Mrs. Duckworth because I don't drink. So we're constantly being invited out to dinner. And since Mr. Duckworth, chairman of the board, and Dan's general manager, out to dinner we go.
Does she behave?
In a variety of ways.
What about Mr. Duckworth? Does he drink, too?
Like a fish.
Who flies the company plane?
He does.
Good heavens, Hazel, aren't there rules?
Certainly, but there's nobody to smell your breath at 8,000 feet above the Sierra Nevadas.
I think I'd refuse to fly with them.
I have.
But what about Dan?
Protocol, he says. He has to. That's part of the $50,000 a year. That furnace better work.
Dad told me you hired a Finnish housekeeper.
Uh-huh. Helga. She's very agreeable. Only one I found who could stand the weather on the second floor.
It won't be long now. Well, how are you, Claudia?
I'm fine, Dan. We're getting caught up a little, though Nicky had to go back to the Sky Ranch. Hazel tells me wonderful things have happened to you.
Well, I always wanted a chain of stores from coast to coast, and here we are. Next, we'll run them from the Canadian border to Mexico.
Oh, no.
Hmm?
I didn't know you were planning on that, Dan.
My dear Hazel, these days you can't stand still in business. You grow or get run over. Claude, I want you and Nicky to meet my partner and his wife some evening.
Yes, Hazel was telling me about it.
Hazel has certain reservations about Babe Duckworth.
Ha!
Now, Babe's all right. Bends the elbow a little, but she's a good-hearted girl.
You need one more adjective, Dan. She's a good-hearted, noisy girl.
Now, Hazel, you're prejudicing the case.
Claudia is my own sister, and I'd like her to know exactly what she's in for.
Well, I must go. One thing I forgot to ask, and it's bothered me ever since I first heard about it. Does anybody know what the six words were that Pinky said to Greta?
Not yet. Pinky asked her not to tell, and she hasn't, of course.
Which reminds me, Dan, Greta wanted to know what time she can meet us in back here.
We'll let her know the minute the men turn on the furnace.
What's that?
That's it. They turned it on. Feel that warm air? Feel it. Oh, this place will be snug as a bug in a rug.
Let's
Let me add my cliche. And noisy as a boiler factory. I think I'll go home now. Dan, is it going to be like this all the time?
Now, don't get panicky, Hazel. I'll go and see.
Because if it's going to be as noisy as this, tell them I'd rather turn it off and sleep.
Take a moment to think of the world we live in, of just how small it really is. Travel being not too much of a problem these days, let's imagine that you're about to visit intriguing French Morocco. It'll be a little confusing at first, but highly adventurous if you mix caution with good manners and observe and respect the laws and traditional customs. The Empire of Morocco, consisting of French Morocco, Spanish Morocco, and the international zone of Tangier, is, in principle, an absolute monarchy in which the Sultan exercises supreme civil authority. In Morocco as a whole, there are about 9 million people. About 400,000 of these are Europeans, but the rest are almost entirely Berbers and Arabs, many of whom are of mixed blood. The majority of Moroccans, however, are Arab-influenced in every essential way. They speak Arabic, observe Arabic social customs, wear Arabic dress, and follow the Arabic Muslim religion. Looking at a map of Africa, you'll find French Morocco in the northwestern corner, bordering on the Atlantic Ocean. It covers about the same area as the state of California and has somewhat the same type of weather, for it can be cool as well as quite hot. You'll find countless things in Morocco that will broaden your experience and outlook, provided that you try to understand and appreciate the Moroccans and their country. There are many fine things in Morocco. You can enjoy them by overlooking any inconveniences. Above all, be friendly. Remember, the only way to have a friend is to be one.
It's 40 minutes later. Hazel, alone in the den, has just put another Sky Ranch log on the fire as Father Barber comes in.
Hey, yes. Furnace isn't fixed yet?
I had it on for a minute. They're checking the mechanism. Sounds like a threshing machine.
Yes.
Did you find Pinky?
He turned up.
What about his phone call?
Eh? Oh, yes, very sad. Consider Martin had sold the whole Owyhee Lagoon. Moved out, leaving no forwarding address.
Father!
Yes, deeply hurt because Pinky didn't know anything. What in heaven's name is that?
That's our furnace. It's a new type, Father. Forced air furnace.
Yes, has other virtues. It'll help you to get rid of guests.
Wait, I'll go with you. There are a million questions I want to ask Pinky.
Yeah, let's get out of here and go home where we can talk.
One Man's Family, which comes to you Monday through Friday, is written by Harlan Ware and directed by Carl Denis Morse, and features J. Anthony Smythe, Bernice Berwin, Paige Gilman, Russell Forson, and Mary Adams. One Man's Family has been selected to be heard by our armed forces overseas through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. In Chapter 50, Book 129, Sing a Song of Six Words, Frank Barton speaking. One Man's Family, winner of 46 national awards, now in its 26th year, is a Carl Denis Morse production and comes to you from California.
One Man's Family has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.